Let's turn in the scriptures to 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll read the whole chapter. And God's people, remember that these are the words of God, so let's give our full attention to our God who speaks on high. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool and glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wrath, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults, and lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you. And I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. Those are God's words. Here's the Apostle Paul. He's continuing in this chapter to seek to maintain the honor of his apostleship. Since it had been attacked by the false apostles, we heard last Lord's Day, who were condemned. And through verse 10, he details the favor and grace the Lord had shown to him, at the same time, the methods of God that kept him humble. The thorn in the flesh. Exclaiming that it is God's grace that is sufficient. not his own strength, which was weakness. And then to the end of the chapter, he holds the Corinthian church accountable for the actions and behavior, all the while Paul had poured out himself to them in serving them as an apostle, preaching and teaching the gospel and the good news. These are somewhat difficult chapters to grasp in application to ourselves, because he's talking about apostles a lot, and we don't have apostles today. But remember at least this, we can learn here. Remember those who serve you. Remember those who serve you, that your lives would be to them an encouragement, unlike they were for Paul and the Corinthian church. The Corinthian church was not a great encouragement to Paul. They continually fought or questioned him and questioned his ministry. And so we ought to live so as to be an encouragement and not a heartbreak to our elders, our minister as well. Hebrews 13, remember that? Paul taught, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. If they do their service to you and watch over your souls with grief because you continually rebel and question them, then that will be not profitable for you. They will not be as zealous to preach and teach you because you're a constant thorn in the side. Right? Let that not be any of us. But be faithful to the Lord and be a joy to our elders. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you again for the lessons we've learned in these letters to the church in Corinth, all that we need to hear. And yet sometimes we struggle with understanding your word and these passages when there's dealing with the apostles, the false apostles. Father, make us to be godly and faithful sheep of the flock. All of us. And help the elders, the under-shepherds of Jesus Christ, to not only rule, but to teach and preach and to guide and pray and seek after you under the authority of Jesus Christ alone. That we would not seek to do these things in our own strength or power, for we are but weak. And weaker, we could say, than Paul. And so, Father, strengthen us, all of us here. Strengthen all of us to serve you. Despite our weakness, pour out your Holy Spirit and power, that your church would shine brightly in this world. And that you would guide us into every step and path that we must take. Father, even as we heard in the call to worship, guide us even unto death. And we know you will, for you have promised. And that we look in hope of eternity, when we will be with you in perfect communion with you forever and ever. Father, we plead that your word would go forth, that the gospel, the good news, would go forth to all nations, and all nations would turn unto you. Our nation would turn unto you. Our civil rulers would turn unto you in faith for their salvation, and they would turn and rule according to your law. They would rule according to your word. And they would covenant with Christ and lead this nation in covenanting with Christ, that this nation would be an honor to you instead of a reproach. And so, Father, we pray that you would in this nation show mercy for the few righteous who remain, and that you would grow us and send your Spirit in revival to revive and make alive this nation and all nations as we look forward to that time when Christ will return again. And Father, we pray that you would be glorified and honored. And it would be a joy to you to see us, to receive our worship, and to receive our labors in your kingdom. That we would not be a grief unto you. And so, Father, work in us by your Spirit, for we are too weak to do it ourselves and of our own strength. But we need your grace. And we know, as we heard in this passage, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is perfectly and abundantly sufficient. And so grant us the outpouring of your grace amongst this congregation, amongst the churches of our denomination and all churches everywhere, that reformation would occur, that turning from our idols and our sins to you would occur, that the gospel would be faithfully proclaimed again and again and more churches, and all those churches that have fallen and started proclaiming false gospels and other ways besides the way, Jesus Christ. Father, cause them by your Holy Spirit to repent. Give them the grace to repent, as we pray that we would repent where we have sinned. And make the faithful witness and testimony of the gospel true in these places again. For as we drive around, even in this city, even as we come here on the Lord's Day to worship you, we see church after church after church building. And saints or peoples who gather in them on the Lord's Day. And yet, Father, in some of them, perhaps in many of them, we don't know, the gospel is not clearly and faithfully proclaimed. And so, Father, bring reformation and revival. We pray also that you would grant to our presbytery ministers of the gospel, faithful ones, zealous ones who are bold and who preach your word faithfully. And they don't round the corners, but they preach to the people, the sheep, the very good news that we have heard and believed unto salvation, that many others would believe, that churches in our denomination would reform as well. For there is much reformation needed in our day, in our denomination, in our church, in our churches. And so, Father, work by your Spirit and by your word and grace to sanctify your bride by the truth. And we know your word is truth. Father, do that amongst us here, even as we prayed this morning. And Father, we also pray, as we heard in our consideration of your word this morning, the intricate connection that there is between the body and the soul. And so, Father, those who are struggling in their body, those who are struggling and being downcast in their souls, heal them. Encourage them in Christ. Comfort them. And strengthen them, even in their weakness, just as you did with the Apostle Paul. We pray for the Gorodetskys, that you would strengthen them and heal them of their illness. We pray that you would be with Becky and her family and extended family, as they've learned even this very day that her nephew, her relative, died in an accident. And so comfort her. We know that she often, or all her family, even distant family, is very close to and attached. And so help her, Father, and help all the family to grieve. We pray that you would give this as an occasion to save more people. Give Becky, give John, give the kids opportunity to proclaim the gospel and be faithful unto you in that. And many would be saved. And Father, we do pray that you would care for us Help us to give faithfully. Help us to sacrifice our time for the sake of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that our time would not be spent all in worldly affairs, but that it would be spent even in the worldly affairs that we must take upon ourselves and our callings and various things. May it be unto your glory, and may it be unto service in your kingdom for the spread of the gospel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.